apology for being assigned on official duty to the UIC. So she's the board.
No.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to tend an apology for the Deputy Minister. She is currently attending the Cabinet Committee.
Thank you. Are there no other apologies? I would like to inform the committee that the chairperson of Nova Zate of
when you invited apologies, I had thought you would receive a written apology from Comrade Beko, but I realized he might not have sent a written apology. But yesterday, you were ill in the house, and he so informed me that he would be going to a doctor this morning. Thanks,
thank you very much. Can we then go to the minutes?
Where the minutes circulated, so that I could not hold the meeting. Where the minutes circulated, so that I could know that I am guilty.
Yes, Chair. Okay, circulated by the committee.
Okay, thank you.
Was that the minutes were circulated through email.
why I'm begging for your indulgence. Chair, on 4.3, I propose the first sentence, she touched on the establishment of the department, having to migrated. That is one way for the chair on page 4 on paragraph 5, the third line from the bottom of that first paragraph, 20, 30, and 90% of it should be, to propose be after should.
Page 5.
On 6.1, just the meeting to help me, but I think we should, the first sentence, there should be a common understanding of the need. Just a small bit of the need.
Thank you. Can we then have a mobile in the second application of the minutes?
I move with the amendments, Colleague Chair.
Before that, Chair, I was just raising my hand on 6.2. I was just, while I agree with Honourable Member, on 6.2, in that first sentence, I thought there is something missing after Department 5. Something missing there. It's way too.
Can you paraphrase the sentence?
I suspect we need a noun there after 5 6 something. I don't know what it is, like this button should find. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe we can remember.
Although I have moved the comment chair, but on 6.3, the first sentence, it should lead towards the end, should be more on. Should be more on. I mean, Are we together? Okay. And then 6.4, the second sentence, I propose we remove the all potentials, we remove the S, so that it becomes a singular potential. Thanks, Colette. So I still move with the amendment.
Can we then have the proposal for adoption? Not at the top. Thank you.
I forget.
Thank you.
Sorry, I know we stopped with them. I'm very attached to the matter of writing the bathroom as well.
We will raise the medical. The portfolio committee, Mutual Business Development, accepted the meeting. Open meeting which was held on the 7th of May 2017. Madam Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Just in terms of the paragraph 6.5, I wonder whether you've been updated, if you have consulted with the Minister and the Deputy Minister and the DG on when the midterm report will be forthcoming. Could you perhaps advise the committee when you are going to have that meeting and what is your request going to be in terms of when the report will be revisited for this?
The minister is away and last week I was not as for some of the issues that I need. I'm waiting for him to come back so that we can get them to the best. I will report back to the popular committee on the honorable
Thank you, Chair. There is that in page 4.6, maybe 7 also, like, where the I'm looking for this part where the minister asked for time, definite time. And I think maybe it should have been reflected somewhere that the committee agreed and also maybe at the end of the day may put some time frame. The first sentence. She requested extended time to do this, but she didn't choose. I just wanted to be on record that then the extended time was agreed by the committee, and if maybe we should have, or if we do that in the meeting, we'd better say that then that time at least is a possibility of estimating, but I think it's on record that the committee agreed for that estimate.
The second sentence that reads the department was granted that And remember that there are two processes. The department undertook to do that. And the committee has its own responsibility for continuing. And those are two different processes. At the end of this meeting, we will refer to the DG and the entire delegation of officials to meet us so that we can then get an update report from the content advisor as on the work that has been done by the content advisor. Remember the content advisor has been collecting more information in relation to the decision. So the content advisor will then give us that information which will inform the content committee on the work. Then the department on that day requested that they will do their own investigation. They have to have the consent of how they would be approaching that and what are the time frames. And those are two separate.
Thank you, Chair. So also now 6.5. It's a BRRR, you know, that report. We worked on the budget review last year and we made some recommendations, am I right? So we don't know how which of those recommendations was the department did. So if we can get some report back before we start with this BRRR cycle from the department to say this was the recommendations from the committee and this is what we did about it. If that could be done. Because otherwise we just run in BRRR cycles and nothing. Thank you.
I would think that that is the correct approach and the department is making use of that. And we will also find it not in your power to invite the department to come and make the presentation. And there are no other methods that I can point to.
I could be out of order too, but I don't know where to fit this in, so I don't know if I can ask a question and to the department. It's about the Small Business Act, which they are working on at the moment. And I was just wondering how are we going to fit in all this other departments, small in the agriculture department, they call it small farms. In forestry, they call it small growers. And surely there's different definitions for small, so to say, businesses in those departments. And I was wondering, what will the strategy be so that we all understand when we talk about something small, a small grower or a small farmer or a small tourist outlet, that we talk about the same thing so that all the small businesses in that sector get the same benefits. And I think that definition would lie with us when we finalize that small business.
I think you have corrected yourself when we deal with that matter when we get to the two of them. Can we then move to the next item, which is the briefing by the department?
Good morning, I'm also
to honourable members. Chair, I have with me my colleague, Jeff Dumont, acting Deputy Director General for Executive Office Development, will do the presentation, and he's supported by one of his directors, Nadine Martinani. We also have the CEO of CEDA, with us. Unfortunately, I think there was a little bit of a misunderstanding. The initial program we were to do quarter four report today. And I'm not sure where the glitch happened, but I think it will be also useful for CIFA to be present. And Minister's taken a view, Chair, that we should from time to time bring some of our frontline staff, the back office staff, the people who are the backbone of our service offering to Parliament and some of the other places where we do our work, so they can have a greater appreciation for what the breadth of our mandate. So the CEO, besides Ms. Ramadipa, who's sitting next to him, is the head internal audit, there are also two other colleagues on our team, Ms. Murisani Mokhatido, who is a credit analyst, and Samantha Paul, who's the risk analyst. We thought that they would benefit from this exposure. We've also, we've been doing that with our colleagues since just last week when we had a staff assembly, and we asked them just to get feedback of what the exposure meant to them, what they learned from it. I think it is meaningful, and just their indulgence for the colleagues who are in attendance. The head of my office, and Lord Byron, Chair, we were appeared in front of the committee on the 24th of May. At that time, the committee were very unhappy about the fact that we hadn't finished the project. The committee also did not appreciate the fact that we had MZ presenting the report and we put in the position to field answers because he was new to the cooperative portfolio. Chief was abroad at the time. And so the essence of what we're going to be presenting to the committee is to say it is only since the 1st of April this year that we have a dedicated branch on cooperatives. Prior to that, cooperatives was managed by Chief at the chief director level, and he did not have a single director reporting to him, with a very small team. Therefore, when we came to the committee on previous occasions, and Chief will make it clear in the presentation, we adopted other approaches to the assignment, which was what we were able to do with our resources. And therefore, we are so much in a position to answer to give you a report on the development sector. We have, however, prepared a report to tell you what we have done so far, how we are going to approach it, and things the end date that we are proposing. I know the committee has prerogatives and has said you will come back when we, by other dates determined by the committee, we put before you a project plan which we are determined to honour, that we will conclude the assignment by the 31st of July, and that we will be in a position to provide the committee with a detailed report at that time. So I after that date. So Chair, with your indulgence, I'd like to, and with that background, hand over to Chair to present.
So thank you very much.
building from what SEG has already pointed out. My presentation will touch on the purpose, background, management of CIS, the initial methodology that we adopted, the approach of the assessment, the scope of work, the revised approach that we are now adopting to complete the work, duration of the assessment, the project methodology that we are going to be utilizing, the action plan, and then in terms of having those deadlines that we are committing ourselves to do. We also have the appendix, Chair, where we have the, a project team that we put together, we will run led by the committee. And then also we have the assessment tool that we're going to use to assess all the 400 courses. In terms of the papers, the portfolio committee requested briefings on the development status of the 400 CIS funded cooperatives. The department has reported twice on this matter, the 1st of March, and then we came again on the 24th of May 2017 to report on the status. The report of the 1st of March was withdrawn, and the second report did not meet the expectations of the PC. And then the PC indicated it will invite the department on the date determined by the committee. On the background, we are all aware, Chair, that the National Development Plan, the Vision for 2030, commits that the country, that 90% of the 7 million jobs will be created by small and expanding firms, where those 7 million targets are going to be implemented by that year. 90% of it will come from this particular sector. The department is tasked with the responsibility to lead an integrated approach to the promotion and development of small business and property, leading to increased employment, poverty reduction, reduced inequality. This requires a sharpened focus on creating an enabling environment through policy development, advocacy, coordination, monitoring and evaluation, and impact assessment. The current approach to cooperatives, as I think we're all aware, is that we have the cooperative incentive scheme, was designed to improve the viability and competitiveness of cooperatives by lowering the cost of doing business, to assist the cooperatives to acquire the startup requirements, to build an initial asset base for emerging cooperatives to enable them to leverage other support. Secondly, we have the cooperative training, which has three components. The first component is government. We train them on government. Cooperatives management training, where we look at things like financial management, etc., and then quality improvement training. The third one is market access, enabling cooperatives to access trade-off agreements through partnerships. With respect to the management of CIS, the department has fully acknowledged limitation in its approach to co-op development. We have a budget confined to CIS disbursement. None of the DTI MNE functions for incentives were transferred to the department. Until March 2017, the department team remained limited to traded industry advisors, which is level 8, who receive and process application within CIS. As such, the program review recommended that CIS should be restructured and that the implementation must be transferred to the agency. The department's effort to date is to review CIS commissioned in the first week of June 2017, initiated pre-investment visits by CIDAS for the 2016-17 financial year, adopted the cluster approach in three pilots, developed an implementation plan on the integrated strategy on cooperative development, and then established the integrated cooperative development plan, and then we did that on the 1st of April 2017. On the status of the 400 cooperatives in terms of the initial methodology that we adopted, given the limitation that the DG has pointed out, and then we are here noting that some of these cooperatives were recently funded and captured in the table in the next slide. The department approached a research project by surveying a circle of 169 to constitute 42.235% and 10 case studies in order to draw conclusions and recommendations. This is a standard approach to conducting research that we utilize. And then you will see there that table points out where most of the disbursements were. The quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four, we had all those disbursements taking place at that particular period. I think here the point is to say that most of those corporates will tend only to look at whether the disbursement went well and then we review that. The issue of assessing them, we give it a time of a window period of about 2 to 3 years, then we then go and assess them. The only thing that we assess is that if they received their material and specified and all that kind of stuff. So we just want to point out that point. And then to continue on our initial methodology, the department engaged all district municipalities that are hosting the 400 cooperatives to assist us to assess the development status of CIS funded cooperatives in the municipality. And we also wrote to them to ask them to really integrate these cooperatives in their IDPs. We developed a metric assessment tool which is in the appendix to determine the developmental status of these cooperatives, which we then gave it to our partner to assess the cooperative. And then noting CIS branch network, the responsibility of the regional manager, the department tasked CIS to lead the assessment in collaboration with municipalities. I must say, Chair, that this approach has yielded disappointing results, as will be seen below the graph that I will be running through. On the initial methodology,
Thank you, Chair. Perhaps I'm just getting lost. The speed is too high. I was seeing the table that was that is in page 8, and I just wanted to check clarity in terms of the totals. Whether the total at the bottom, what informs the total at the bottom? The 124,678.80.3. When I'm doing my calculations, I think it is not time.
The total value. The total value.
Yeah,
what is at the bottom, the 400, then the total value.
The total value is the total value that has been dispersed in terms of the records. Look at that and then correct it. If it's something that slipped our mind, I think we need to correct that. Those figures. I'm not sure where they put them not tally now, because we received it from our colleagues.
Chair,
while
I agree that they can check up, but what I wanted to check here, there's 2016-17 quarter one that indicates 42.97 water. Up to quarter four. So what I wanted to check is the total at the bottom, starting from 2016-17. Do you see from the 7,860,273 or 7 million going down there? Is the addition starting from the top of the page, or is it starting after the subtraction?
May I answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. On the 2016, 2017,
right.
You had 4 per house.
Right. It's got 1 and 2 per house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then below it, you see there, the first per house.
Mm-hmm.
Before you come to the rent per house.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where the problem is. The grand total should be sub-total 1 and sub-total 2.
Yes, no, I see the problem, Chair. I see it here. I see the problem. No, I saw the problem. I see the problem.
Small error. Just remove that quarter 4, not the subtotal estate.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll correct it, Chair. All right, if I may continue, Chair. So in terms of the initial methodology number 3, then here we're taking you through the slide of the progress so far of what we've received. We, in the Southern, we're starting to assess 32 cooperatives. We received currently 24. We have the outstanding of 58 in that program. In the Limpopo, we're expecting 115 cooperatives. We received forms of 21 and then 94 outstanding. In Mpumalanga, we were expecting 25, we received 13, 12 is outstanding. In Northwest, we expecting 40, we received 10, 30 is outstanding. In Western Cape, we were expecting 8, we received 4 is outstanding. And then in Northern Cape, we were expecting 2, we received for now 2. In Free State, we expecting 2, we received 1 is outstanding. And then in Eastern Cape, 83, we received 15, 58 outstanding. And then in KZN, we were expecting 43, we received 16, and then 27 is outstanding. And then all in all, they should be sitting at 400 in total, and therefore the grand total of what we've received so far is 106, and then 294 still outstanding. Therefore, we adopted it, we revised our approach to say how can we then meet the full assessment of the 400 cooperatives. And the department has originally conducted an assessment of the 400 cooperatives by heavily relying on its agency, the Small Enterprise Development Agency. Given the poor quality of work delivered so far, the department has made a decision to carry out the assessment on its own by deploying its resources. To complement its resources, the department will use partners such as provincial departments of economic development, district municipalities, and agencies to carry out this work under its leadership. The department will lead the process by inducting all the team members and also ensure quality assurance of the results. The department will carry out the following function in executing this plan: to establish the 400 cooperative assessment national project team comprising of the department personnel, and then also there will be involving the cooperative development branch and the competitive branch who will be constituting the team. We'll coordinate and manage and implement and quality assure. We'll assign the 400 cooperatives to the team members and other identified key partners to aid with assessment. We'll clean up and update the database. We'll train the staff on the assessment tool. To identify and set up meetings with key stakeholders, we'll deploy a team of supervisors and the teams to provinces. Daily quality assurance on information will be collected, daily feedback to national project manager, and then we will then collate the information and interpret findings. To analyze the findings and compile the national assessment report, to present the report to the portfolio committee on small business development. All 9 provinces are implicated in this assessment. However, the degree of engagement in each province will vary according to the number of funded cooperatives in each province. Provinces can be divided into 2 categories, those with few supported cooperatives and those with huge numbers. As you will see, provinces such as Limpopo, Gauteng, Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, and Northwest and Mpumalanga constitute those provinces with huge numbers, and then provinces which is Northern Cape, Free State and Western Cape constitute those the provinces with small numbers. We divide them accordingly when we're deploying the team. The scope of work is the way we've outlined. We're expecting 82 cooperatives fully from 14 provinces, 115 from Limpopo, 25 from Mpumalanga, 40 from Northwest, 8 from Western Cape, Northern Cape 2, Free State 2. And then in KwaZulu-Natal 43, and then in Eastern Cape 83 provinces. And then the assessment in terms of the duration and the time frame that we've set for ourselves to discipline the process is as follows. We've appointed already the project leader and the project manager, and then we've also written to the district that is already done. And then in terms of the identification of the team, we anticipate that by the 15th of June, we should have the team already put together. And then all the team members are trained, will be trained through a workshop on the type of information to collect using the assessment tool. We think that by also the 15th, we should be able to do that. And then logistics to carry out the assessment field work on the 400 cooperatives, we hope that that should also be done parallel in terms of the day. And then the field work, we think that by the 6th of June to 11th will be in the field. And then we'll write up the report on the 12th, and then we anticipate to complete it on the 16th. And then we'll make it available to DT and the minister on the 19th to the 21st July. And then by 24th to the 31st of July, we expect that we would have received the approval from the minister to then bring it to the committee. The department chair will provide leadership with respect to the assessment, and it will coordinate at the national level through a project team. And we will provide leadership with respect to the assessment of the cooperative located in each province, and ensure that the work is executed within the respective time frame. We coordinate with all noted provinces and districts, and each province, a team leader will be appointed to ensure quality of data is collected. a standardized tool has been developed, Chair, as I've already pointed out. We also have a team of 3 members from the department who will be deployed to each province to do the work. And then we have the project leader is myself, and then the project manager is Mr. Member. And then all team members will administer the tool, and other members may be deployed in more than one province, given the number of cooperatives in each province. As I said, we do have those provinces with a lot of numbers. And the department has taken a decision, therefore, Chair, to embark on a nationwide assessment, going there on its own, leading the process, and making sure that we designate a strong team to drive that process. The assessment seeks to ascertain whether the CIS as an instrument has been effective in creating sustainable cooperatives. Further, has the instrument resulted in creating a positive environment or not for cooperatives to develop and grow? And then we have, Chair, as I said, the assessment tool, which I will also just open it up for the members. This is the tool that we have developed to assess, Chair, and then we also have the members of the team that will lead the process. I don't know whether, Chair, should I take the committee members from the tool and then also the team in this totality. I will be guiding by myself. So, Chair, I want to thank you.
Yes, you may continue and take us through.
Okay. In terms of the tool itself, it deals with the demographics. It looks at the name of the cooperative. It also asks the question, is the cooperative operational? It also looks at the certificate number of the cooperative, which we need to get, the contact person that we have to talk to both in the future as well, the contact numbers, and then it also again it fits the email addresses where are available, and then it also in terms of location, it looks at which province is that cooperative located, the area, the location. Value of the grant paid, outstanding grant balance to be paid, revenue, and the profits of the cooperative. Market access, where do they sell their produce, where, and the sector where they are accessing the market, where they are located, and the commodities that they are producing. Quantities produced and sold to the market per year, per week, and the month here we're looking at produce and sold. And then assets, we are looking at all the assets of the processes, looking at them in terms of the current asset value, and how old and new are the assets. And then the irrigation system, does the cooperative have water rights? Is the cooperative making use of the borehole? And then on training, what training has been received by the cooperative or currently underway? Do the members need technical training? Do the members need governance training? Do the members need financial training in the form of bookkeeping and the rest? And then other specified needs that they might require. Does the cooperative have expansion plans in the following areas? Membership, employment, revenue, slash sales, and then surplus, sustainability. And then also to elaborate the challenges that the cooperative think they are facing, so that we can then know how those particular challenges, we can then have a plan to address the chair. That is the end chair on the tool itself.
Chair, there were a few changes to that project. So the one that we projected is not the final one. For example, under section one, the name of the cooperative, we also asked what was the date of the establishment and the date of registration with CIPC. And under membership, we've added other questions like names and contact numbers of the founding members, names and contact numbers of members resigned / terminated, names and dates of new members joining post-establishment. And under market section 8, we just asked a very clear question about what is the core business. And the second question, just to expand that, the way it's phrased there, it almost has an agricultural thought, or even though 75% of the cooperatives are in agriculture, but it expanded that the commodities being produced to read core commodities / goods / services being produced or provided. So those are just some of the changes. And as we said, we are tomorrow through to Tuesday training colleagues on that tool, and we will welcome comments from members on other dimensions. And really we should have, when we put this tool together after the first time we came to the committee, and which I think was first time we came, and we really should have shared the tool with the committee at that time to ensure that our understanding of the dimensions of the development status of cooperatives are aligned to what the committee would like. Members might not necessarily know all of the members, but what we're trying to show is that the project team for each of the provinces, Jeff will be the overall project leader, who will pull things together, and for our project managers for different provinces, Maybe, for example, Eastern Cape is has got many offices about 150. And so there's a director who is responsible for that. Northwest, we've got the cooperation of the province, in fact, offer to assist us with that, with the assessment, because they are busy with a research project right now, so we will have the support of the chief director in the Department of Economic Planning and Finance. Kalani is a director responsible for Free State. Dumbula is the chief director. And we will also do a Pumalanga, and we note that in Pumalanga chair, I mean 12 of the, I don't know how many parties there are in Pumalanga, of the 25, were visited by the portfolio committee, but we took the view that if this is the tool we are using, then we must then subject them to all of those dimensions that we want to measure. Shandamisi is the director responsible for Limpopo, and VJ will be responsible for Northern Cape and Western Cape, where we actually have had responses. So there isn't a huge lot of work, but also because of the numbers, that there are smaller numbers. And so we anticipate that some teams will probably spend more time in the other branches and the doctor when VJ team is complete, that they can join one of the other teams, like in the corporate team, where there are a huge number of co-ops. And also, Chair, we've asked tax at SA, we're looking at automating this template. And what we don't have is, you know, when in fact SA does the census, they enumerate to have these tablets where they just put the data in immediately and get it to the central database. Fact SA has kindly offered to borrow us 40 of their tablets, and therefore the information will sort of auditors be able to get into the central database. And will also be a source of verification. So there's no way that somebody can say, I was in this place, and they weren't there, because it's automatically the coordinates of the place visited will show up on the tablet.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Department, for the presentation. Jay, there's only two things. On page 20 of the project plan, the second point there is the letter that was written to the district. It was in April 2017. I'm just a little bit confused there, because according to the disappointment part of the first assessment, they only received some of this information in June. So I don't know, how can you write a letter in April if you only decide in June that you're going to change the project? So, if Jeff Then my second point is about the assessment template. The bank account details, I think, it's a bit high. I don't think we need bank details, you know, Standard Bank with bank account numbers and everything, because, you know, hackers and thieves are all over the world, and this will just open those cooperatives for, you know, so that people can hack in the bank account. So I would just like to get their stance on it. How will we protect that information if we get that information of the details of the business account? But I don't think it's necessary even to find out what is the business account number. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Chairperson. Going back to the errors in numbers, I want to be convinced that a presentation is not done on the eve of coming to the portfolio committee. Because to me, if you can have an error like this one, it says something that this was done in a rush manner. And I could read in between that the presenters were so confused in dealing with this one. So to me, it is worrying if the department is going to work on the basis of coming and please the committee. So unless I'll be given another understanding, that will be able to help me. Chairperson, I want to check with the department. Knowing from the previous interaction with the department that the goalpost is not going to change now, that they are saying they've given us a specific time that they will be able to give according to the assessment tool that they are going to give by the 31st of July 2017. Are we definitely going to get a final report on that particular thing, if they can assure us in terms of that? Though I'm putting forward, Chair, that it is worrying that to me, there's a sense that there's no sense of urgency on the part of the department in trying to complete this kind of report. Thank you, Chair.
Another board.
Thank you, Chair. Greetings to you, honorable members and the officials from the department. Well, some of the questions have been covered, Chair. But I will comment on slide number 9, that the department has had the meetings and engagement with the district municipalities where we have been the projects. And that some of the projects have been integrated on the IPPs of those municipalities. I will comment that, Chair. It means that they are indeed taking us serious sometimes when we speak. I remember we've been raising this matter sharply whenever we are on oversight. But I see it's covered here. That one must be appreciated, Chairperson. Lastly, it will be on slide number 14, where it says, given the poor quality of work delivered by CEDA, and then the department decided to take that duty over. I just want to find out as to what did you do, Mr. Lumo, or the DG, when you realized that one of your entities was given such a poor result. Were there any steps taken to make sure that in the future it doesn't happen? because I believe that if you give some of the your entities the work to do, you must be impressed. Now, if they give you such a poor quality of work, there must be something that must be done. I just want to get the corrective measures taken there. Lastly, Chair, personally, I am impressed with the assessment tool. It gives you the full picture of what is happening in the co-op before even not going there. I think it encapsulates everything that one needs to know about the existing of the particular co-op. Thank you, Chair.
I would like to end on the question that is being asked by Honourable Mwana in relation to the quality of work produced by him to collect the information. I'm leading that to the presentation made by the DG, particularly on the in this committee that the implementation part of the work is going to be delegated to speak by the meaning that the data and paper are expected to do more than what they are doing in relation to implementation of the program. Now, if the quality of work does come from CIDA, just to collect information was of a poor quality, how do we expect CIDA to champion the establishment of the cooperative development agency and do all the difficult things that are collecting the information through investment? That's what I wanted to get from. So when I look at another section, another chance.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I think the questions are all very pertinent. I'm also concerned about the likelihood of cooperation, necessary cooperation from the municipalities and the provinces being obtained in view of the lack of it in France in relation to the level set up. How much of this work is going to be done in the field by those people? How much is going to be done by on telephone? Is all of it going to be done in the field? And so I'm just a bit concerned that the time scale may be unrealistic. Are we actually going to see the results which have been promised? Again, coming back to one of the causes of the question. In terms of the assessment tool itself, I think it's certainly on the right track. I think up front, we probably need to have a description of the nature of business. I see tucked away in section 8 is markets, market access, sector and commodity. But we need to know what is the nature of its business up front. What is its product or service? I think in section 7 on finance, we need to know whether the co-op has received any other sources of growth, grants from other departments, grants from other sources, local government, provincial government. We need to be aware of any double dipping that exists. And then I think we should also know whether the co-op has got any relationships with other co-ops or secondary co-ops. We should understand a bit more about the environment in which it's operating. Because I think that you'll be able to build up a bit of a picture of the local economy by understanding what are the relationships, that not just the co-ops, but business relationships. Does it have business relationships with other chains of commerce or business support groups, forums? You know, what else is it using to sustain its business? The other thing that comes to mind is this type of assessment tool should be applied, I believe, to all businesses that are supported, by the department, to all its programs. And the reason I say that is that this committee has been banging on forever about the impact of interventions rather than just there being interventions. What is the impact of these interventions? So although this tool is making some progress in that regard, I think that it's a little bit more work. It could be used to assess impacts, maybe not on every single business that is supported by, but certainly on a big enough sample to make statistically significant. So that's something maybe which the DG wishes to take up in our programs run by the staff. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairman. My question on FIDA was that when you find out how FIDA can be trusted and so on, when the Christmas can be simple to what's up in the and will they still be in the future in the future? But on the disbursement, if I heard Jeff correctly, he said after disbursements are made, co-ops will be visited after 2 or 3 years. Now, if that is correct, would that not be too late? Because when some co-ops are failing and they need intervention to go after 2 years, and if money also is wasted, I would discover after 2 years that money has been wasted, that I don't think it's fair. So, and it's helpful. So I want to know why so late and not maybe in 6 weeks, in 6 to 12 months. Got my time off the investment. And my next question is about page 8 that has been given one of our contracts, the challenge. When you look at the 2016-17 co-ops that have been funded, we are told it is 400. But when one does the calculation, you get 384. What happened to the 16? Were they declined? Were the applications declined or what happened? And why did they put 400 there when those that are funded are not funded? And lastly, about giving and updating the statistics. I want to give an idea how, in the first place, co-ops come on the database. Are they applying? And are questions asked, what kind of questions are asked, whether the viability and ability of co-ops to function is also looked into, and whether assessment tools are used before putting them on the database, because it's possible that many of them are dysfunctional. So I just want to know how they are placed on the database.
Thank you, Colleague Chair. My questions, the one question is on slide 8. It's just that I missed the message that was being conveyed by Mr. Ndumo when he talked of 2 to 3 years. What was the exact message? I know it could be relating to what Reverend Mishra is saying, but if he can just clarify that, I I was a bit lost about the 2 to 3 years. And on the form, I'm also thinking that somewhere, whether it is on the form, but somewhere there must be, the cooperatives should be able to specify how they relate to other cooperatives, so that that challenge is met, so that cooperatives are not in isolation of each other, secondary cooperatives, tertiary, but even cooperatives at their own, at their level, in terms of purchasing some of the needs from preferably cooperatives before they purchase from other providers. And I didn't catch a point about on the table about the contributions by members. I don't know whether I missed it. And how will the department assist cooperatives to relate to SABS? Because, you know, it's important that right from the onset, bodies like SABS for the standards of quality come into play, so that we don't find that cooperatives are lagging behind in terms of the quality of their produce, because they will be competing with other enterprises. And then another part that I didn't get, I don't know where it can be located, is whether, I think all the question is, whether the cooperative is functional. I didn't get that sense. So that with certainty the department says, yes, cooperative X is functional. And is the cooperative seasonal in terms of its nature of what it does? Is it seasonal? Is it ongoing? Also an important question to be answered. And also, in its view, subjectively, does the cooperative regard itself as poor, average, or good? And then the jobs, because also cooperatives must also assist in the contribution of jobs. How can we measure the jobs that the cooperatives are creating? Direct and indirect jobs. So it's something that must appear somewhere. And that alongside the outcomes, so that while we have the jobs, I think will form part of the outcomes, so that while we have output, but in mind, cooperatives must be challenged to raise their level of production to outcomes. Thanks, Comrade Chair.
Can we have the before that, can we then have the 10 minutes worth of 15 for 15? How do we get out? Thank you.
with
Mobility South Africa, in fact, in last year, they presented the proposal to us, which was quite an impressive one. And at some point, I don't think that we formalized the agreement with them yet, but they also certainly have put something forward. But, and a lot of their offerings is around improving the efficiency of the business, in the way the business operates, and some of it also product enhancements in various areas. Thanks, Chair.
Coming closer to each other. I want to raise this issue that I think can help the government. One issue is that the department was asked to present a report on the developmental center. That is what the portfolio committee asked the department to come and present. And the department, and that the department was asked to do that in September 2016. We are in June. The report presented to us is not the development of the country. I don't know whether all of you are aware that is not also presented to us. What has been presented to us by the department today is how the department will want to gather the information, consolidate it, analyze it, and then present it to the portfolio committee after the DG and the minister has signed it. I want us to be clear on that. What has been presented today is not what the portfolio committee has asked for. You are presenting a plan of how you are going to gather the information. You are even presenting to us the team that you are going to use to gather the information. You are presenting to us the tools that you are going to use to gather the information. You are presenting to us the time frame that will take the department to gather the information, compile it, analyze it, produce a report, and then present a report to the portfolio. And until we find each other on those things, we will still be missing what we're supposed to do. We did not ask you to come and present to us how we are going to gather the information. We did not also ask you to come and tell us who the team members will be. All that we ask you to do is to come to us and give us a report which will indicate to us whether what is, at what level of development this corporation. And it took the department. I want you to understand this and make a note of it. It took the department 9 months to just take a look at this. You came to us on two occasions having not understood what we wanted and also not to present what we wanted. Even today, you came to us to present to us a plan of how you are going to execute. And then in your presentation, you are given a time frame to do the actual work now that you want. 4 months. Which means if in September you did what we asked you to do, it was going to be October, November, December, January. And we were not wrong in our timing in terms of asking you to present it that report and ask you in September. We knew that if you had done that work and came to us to present that report in January or February, by the time you presented the APP for this year, you would have considered this report. That was the rationale from our side to ask you to get this report to us, and we ask you in September. And the reason for that, it was because that information was not in the BRRR report of the previous year. And we wanted to find a way of getting your attention to the needs of cooperatives, then put them as part of your APPs for this financial year, and if there is a need for requesting more budget and adjustment, that would have then been achieved to catch up with the BRRR process of this year. I don't know whether you see that gap. When we ask you to present something to us, we are not asking for this just for the sake of presenting and saying the report is good. We are looking also at other milestones and also the processes that the department undertakes as well as Parliament undertakes. So an opportunity was lost. Unnecessarily so. As much as this is good today, but this is what was supposed to happen in September. Then, when one looks then at the time delay, one then wonders as to how the department relates to 2030 targets. $9.9 million new jobs by 2030. If just thinking about how you are going to approach gathering information takes you 8 months. And by the time you realize how you're going to approach, you also realize with that the time that is actually required for you to do that work is shorter than the time you spend thinking about how you are going to approach this. But also the time that you wasted coming to us to give us a report that we did not ask for. This is a bad time. But I also want you to reflect on what, how this portfolio committee works. We are very systematic. We started by engaging the retail sector. Because it serves no purpose to have cooperatives that will produce things that are not required by the retail sector. Remember that process. Okay. And the information that they gave us was to just focus on fresh produce. And the reason for that, we had read the report that was produced by BTI. 2019 report. The 2012-2022 integrated cooperative development strategy. That is what made us to invite the retail sector. And in that report, it is said that as of the 31st of March 2009, there were 43,000 and 52 cooperatives registered in South Africa. And 75% of those were agriculture. Which means 32,296 were in agriculture. But the same report says 88% of cooperatives down. That information gives you enough reason to focus on that. But 88% failure rate, 32,296 are in agriculture, 70% of fresh produce is imported. About 20-something is purchased from commercial farmers, and only about 5% is from SMMEs and cooperatives. That gives you enough reason to focus on that. To say, if then we have a policy that says, we should replace 70% of imported goods by locally produced goods, and fresh produce is one of them. It gives you enough reason. But also another reason that gives you, makes you to focus on this is that poverty and unemployment is in rural areas. And agriculture is one of the 9-point plan. So then you then have to think as to, don't I need to know the development status of cooperatives, particularly those that are in agriculture, so that I can then change ways in which I instead of carrying on with what has been doing all the years because it is producing negative results. I'm saying this so that we can understand why we are doing this. We are not only doing this to assess whether CIS is working. Because CIS is not the only instrument that is required in order to develop cooperatives. It's part of it. But in the department, it has been the main support for cooperatives. When you talk cooperatives, the department will just think of CIS and forget about other things. But also, we don't want to not see the fruitless expenditure. $124 million that will not be followed to check the impact of that is not what this committee would want to see. So we will not only look at how many cooperatives have been assisted. We will look at the impact of the 124 million. So, we were also worried that the department was not utilizing the Intergovernmental Relations Framework Act in a manner that we thought the department should. And also we worried that the department does not look at other instruments that could be used to achieve the results that the department wants to achieve. I've never heard of any leadership program. This department taking advantage of the fact that there is a leadership program. Not paid for by the department, paid for by Department of Higher Education, but you can utilize, absorb the students and give them the task, like this task. It could have been easily done by the students. Utilizing the budget that is sitting in another department. Also, if it's a new team, could have been utilized. Because it's a short term. Unless if the forecast was only going to be on 400. But if you were going to use the 400, the report that the department, the portfolio committee as a way of shifting the thinking and the manner of doing things, like Honorable Chance has said that this tool can be used not only on cooperatives but also on SMEs and other businesses that have been supported by the department, because it is an important tool that makes you understand the impact of your investment so that you can then improve on areas that require improvement. I'm happy that we have at last found one another. I'm very disappointed that it has taken the department 8 months to understand what we want. But still, we do understand that there are slow learners and fast learners in anything. And we hope that you will change and look at things much faster. And I When you are having a bath, when you say just compose a song about 9.9 million, that when I gave me food last night, I don't know whether I department my journey. I will say enough. And you should be calculating man and should be looking at those things that have the potential of creating more jobs. And comparison is a one of them. If a one has a cooperative can create 10 jobs, the state has a cooperative state has 1 job, and we have 35 agricultural cooperatives. That should be the case for us. Then you look at the infrastructure that you require to make those then it should tell us that it is possible to reach this target of 9.9. But it depends on doing things in a more creative way. I'll be very disappointed if the department will come to us on the day from then when we know that you have finished July has ended and then you go out and come and you come to us with health-based report. I will be disappointed. I would like honorable cover to speak. I'm inviting him. If not, thank you very much. Let me take this opportunity to thank everybody. And we would like to have a session with members of the
next Wednesday. So will we, the program will be